Has the time in retirement gone as fast as before retirement?
Wow, yeah. I've been retired 2.5 years now, maybe. I forgot. And we're always, always on the go. And we have a 6-year-old granddaughter that wears us out, and we love that. So we're just going to keep going full tilt until we can't. And that's many, many years in the future.
Something you certainly recommend.
Well, travel. We both, thank goodness, we both just love to travel. We're both willing to go almost anywhere except 45-foot seas. But and we're going to spend maybe 6 or 8 weeks in Europe next summer. And then we have the perfect place to hide in the winter and down there in Naples, Florida.
What have you found out along the way since you've been in the coach?
Well, I'm on Twitter, okay, at Talkmaster, and I have about 175,000 followers. And I am constantly, many times a day, tweeting little pictures of where we are, what we're doing, and the response to that is, it's very gratifying. A lot of people have said, thanks for taking us along on your travels. I have completely changed my financial behavior so that when I retire, I'll be able to do what you're doing now, because it just seems like you're having so much fun. And we are. And if in the process I can influence people to change their behavior and plan for their retirement, you don't need a brand new car with a big car payment. Get a used car. Just put some money away and you will not regret it. Keep your health, keep some of your money, and then when you're through working, do those things you had to put off for so many years.
I was going to ask if your number of Twitter followers has increased since you've started hitting the road.
About 50,000. And then I have a podcast, and it's paid. I mean, you have to subscribe to it to the tune of $5 a month. But I'll do 3 a week, and they're usually 35 to 40 minutes long. And they would not be airable on radio and would not be viewed in a positive manner by the FCC. Finally, I can say exactly what I want to say, especially about Obama. And so we have a lot of fun with that. It's easy to find, by the way. You just go to a website called ConnectPal, ConnectPal, P-A-L, ConnectPal.com, and then look for Bortz, and there's the podcast. Have so much fun with that. And then all the commentaries I do for WSB Radio in Atlanta that are also carried in Dayton, I think in Tulsa, I load those on there once a week, all of those. So we have a lot of fun with the podcast. So I get to keep my hand in it a little bit.
That's all I was figuring. That would feed your need that yeah. You've lost them.
Yeah, that feeds my need. I may even start sneaking advertisements in there. Well, we're going to go park the Bortz bus.
Enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
What's the itinerary?
Football. And maybe midnight yell practice.
Did you go to midnight yell when you were a student at A&M?
Never. Not once. But I was always on some sort of restriction. But not now. So we'll see you over there.